So yesterday evening, when I was at home visiting my mom and dad, we decided to do one of our family traditions, which is to watch some of the Christmas classics. We all have those family traditions in our household. Part of those traditions include, of course, the great cartoon shows of the Christmas stories. And so last night, we watched two of them, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and then my very favorite of all the Christmas cartoons, Charlie Brown. I love watching that cartoon, Charlie Brown. You know, the whole story of Charlie Brown's Christmas is centered in on a single question that he raises almost before the end of that show. And of course, if we well remember that show, it so goes that Charlie is very dissatisfied, right, during the coming up to the Christmas holidays. And he spends most of the show simply describing how he's depressed, right, and how he's kind of sad, and how he looks around at all the things and all the people around them, and he listens to what it is that they're hoping for and wishing for and desiring for Christmas, and he's looking around at all the world and all of these, you know, aluminum Christmas trees and all of these decorations and things, and he just can't help but feel sad. And everyone is smiling and having a good time, and for most of the cartoon, Charlie Brown does nothing but frown. And as it goes, right, he is volunteered to be the director of the Christmas play. And as he tries to prepare for direction of this Christmas play, nothing, of course, is going right because everyone has a problem, one part or another, with the part that they've received, or maybe they wanted another part and nobody is getting their scripts. And of course, Schroeder goes and starts playing piano and he continuously plays music that has nothing to do with the Christmas season. And all the little kids are dancing the Charlie Brown dance, right? And we all know they're just kind of like, right. And Charlie Brown just gets all kinds of fed up, and he finally just says, stop, and everyone says, Charlie Brown, you're such a failure, right? And he's so exasperated. And at the end of that show, he asks the question, which is the point of the entire show, and he just screams out in the middle of an empty auditorium, can't anybody tell me? Does anybody know what Christmas is all about? And in that moment, his friend Linus says very quietly, I know what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. And he goes to the center of the stage and the lights go down and the spotlight comes on Linus and he simply begins to read from memory from the Gospel of Luke and the story of how the shepherds came to know about the birth of Jesus by this vision of a multitude of angels. And as he speaks that story, Charlie Brown begins to see the true meaning of Christmas, and it's the first moment in the entire cartoon that he smiles, and he finds the peace that he was missing, that he was lamenting this whole time. I would have to say, you know, as a child, I used to read the the Peanuts comics, and maybe this is part of the reason that I really love Charlie Brown Christmas, but there is quite a message of providence. I think a lot of grace that can be seen, that can be received even through this show, Charlie Brown, as to the insight into the human condition and into the human desire, whenever we come, especially to this time of Advent and to this time of Christmas preparation. You see, when I was a kid, I loved December because as soon as Thanksgiving came around, you knew Christmas was around the corner. And Christmas could never, ever come quickly enough, right? We were just so aware as children, of like the joy to come forth and all of the little traditions and the shows, and you put up the lights and the Christmas trees and the bulbs and all of the figurines around the house and the Christmas wreath and the Advent candles and everything, right? And it was so beautiful and so life-giving. And of course, then you get older and you grow up, and then the season of December just looks like one big hassle. Because instead of like the joy of what we're awaiting, all of a sudden our schedules are filled with this, that, and the other thing, and you have to meet like three sets of families and all of your friend groups, and you have all these Christmas parties, and in the meantime, you're trying to look around for the best sales of like all the stuff that are like the best things to buy this time of year. And as we get closer to Christmas, it just like kind of all just tumbles together. And me as an adult going through the month of December has really changed, because I always get to about this time, a few days before Christmas, and I think to myself, gosh, it's like it came too quick. Kind of just have this different kind of awareness, like I'm just not ready. Like what we just really wanted for this month of December was a chance to just kind of like breathe for a hot second and have a little bit of stillness and silence and peace. And we can kind of feel, I certainly do, can feel the very same way that Charlie Brown felt. But just to look around at all of the even good things, you know, these great human traditions that we have to bring ourselves back to each other, and even to see in those things something that's like not enough. And we're like, why? Who can tell me? So then in the story of Charlie Brown, right, it was actually the words of Holy Scripture, right, the divine words of God, which gave him the peace and which gave him the happiness that the world wasn't able to give him. That's in some ways perhaps like a kind of, we'll say, modern interpretation, as it were, of the gospel that we hear today between Mary and Elizabeth. We get this beautiful snippet in Mary's life, who's just conceived the baby Jesus in her womb, and as the gospel says, she travels in haste to go visit Elizabeth. And what is so beautiful about this exchange is that it is at the mere greeting of Mary that Elizabeth is able to receive a truth that she could not have known on her own. It is a little bit striking. You know, Mary says, hi. And Elizabeth says, hey, you're pregnant. Like a simple word, a simple greeting. Now, that could just be because it's this special bond sometimes that women have. I know that my mom seems to always know when my sister's pregnant. She just knows. So, but as men, that kind of thing is like totally over our heads. But here it is, right, between Mary and Elizabeth, and somehow Mary's greeting to Elizabeth, which is a divine word, fills Elizabeth with the Holy Spirit to give her an awareness that she did not have previously. And she's able to, being filled with the Holy Spirit, proclaim to Mary, blessed are you. I already know. You don't even have to tell me. Because the awareness of God's presence here in this place has already told me. That is a great lesson. For anybody who has ever been with me in confession or sat with me in an office at some point and talked about their life, you may very well have heard one of the most often things I say to people is that awareness, the grace of awareness, in my opinion, is about half of the whole spiritual life. About half of the entire growth that we have in faith towards God, I think, comes to us by this singular grace, the grace of awareness, the grace of divine awareness. See, when you and I receive that grace of awareness, we very naturally respond in like one of two ways, right? Where some of us are a little bit like Charlie Brown, that's me. And in this grace of awareness, like we just see around us, like, and we say, but what is it? But where's the real meaning? And we feel rushed and we feel unready and we're like, man, how do I set these things aside to just focus on what peace the Lord is trying to give? And other of us, if you're better than me and you're a saint, right, and maybe that's many of you here, we've received the gift of divine awareness in a different way, like Elizabeth receives it. In a way that fills us with the Holy Spirit and helps us to cry out in joy what we could not have known of God's message had we not received that grace. Such a great lesson to ponder, especially in the week that precedes Christmas. And of course, this is a very short fourth week. We have today and we have tomorrow until 4 p.m. That's like all we have for the fourth week of Advent. So we're super coming down the pipeline. And what is it that God gives us immediately before Christmas? Except this gospel passage that reminds us of how God wants to get us ready. It's much easier, right, to receive the grace of God if we're aware of his coming presence before us. Right? Think about what was going on in Elizabeth's own life. At that moment, right, she had already received a great miracle. She had already been prepared, right? She's 6 months pregnant with John. And so she knows the power of God and the way that the power of God's word can change our lives in super extraordinary, supernatural ways. And because she's already clued into this, she's like primed. So that when Mary comes into her presence, Elizabeth says of Mary, blessed. Really important word. You've heard me preach about this before, the word blessed. It's a very specific word in Holy Scriptures. It means something very, very particular. When we ever see the word blessed in scriptures, the first place that my mind goes is to the preaching of Jesus in his first great sermon, which he gives in the 5th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount. And when he begins that first great sermon in public, that was the word he used, his opening monologue, blessed. So when Jesus uses that word blessed, what does he signify with that word, blessed? Heaven. That's what Jesus talks about when Jesus uses that word blessed. Blessed are you. In other words, that place of communion with God, that's what makes us blessed. And so for Elizabeth to say of Mary, blessed are you, why? Because Elizabeth recognizes, what is it that's in Mary's womb? Heaven, where God is. Mary's womb, the dwelling place of heaven. And so Elizabeth, in her divine awareness, that grace where she's able, in being filled with the Holy Spirit, can recognize God's presence that brings the peace that the human heart actually seeks for. And when the human heart doesn't see that peace in the world, the human heart is aware in the same way that Charlie Brown is aware. Where we continue to ask until we get the answer. Does anybody know? Does anybody know? In the words of Linus, in fact, the words of God himself, this is what Christmas is about. This is what we prepare for. So it's quite high time for you and me to spend these next 36 hours maybe praying very specifically for that grace from the Lord, the same grace that Elizabeth received, the grace of a divine awareness that fills us not with, right, the anxieties and frustrations of the world and the emptiness, even of the good things that can't ultimately satisfy us, but with the very grace that fills us with God's Spirit so that we can receive what God actually wants to give, which is the joy that the world does not have for you and for me.